Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
About
if you think that you may become ill or do become ill during the presentation, ask to be excused.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
CBS News' Serene Branson is live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Serene.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison, but let's go ahead, Terrison, let's go ahead the pit.
What? Is it? I'm sorry. I mean, how often? I mean, oh, man, nobody thinks that's funny?
That was typical, Jessica.
My issue is that we wake up to this monstrosity.
And an endless supply of creepy.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Holy crap, I am peeing my pants.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. It over to me.
I'm just saying, why don't you say less? And now.
My friends always said to me, your voice is like butter to our ears. Could you please find a way to get that audible chocolate on the airwaves? Well, here I am.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday, the 25th of May.
So Beer Mug's going to tell you a story, Kevin.
Oh.
And you're going to decide how much of it is true and how much of it is just Beer Mug being Beer Mug.
Oh, you're not believing it, huh?
No. Look. Any interaction with a police officer,
right,
you're going to see it a little differently than he is. He's coming at it from a different perspective than you are.
Right.
Because you're in panic and you're almost pooping. All right? And he's just doing his job.
All right.
So let's hear Muggs' exciting adventure of how his Friday got going today, and then you tell me how much you believe.
All right.
Huh, the adrenaline's still pumping. Well, I'm on the 10 freeway, my normal route to work.
I already don't believe
come
you.
On.
He's already out.
And almost to Fairfax when all of a sudden, boom, police lights and loudspeaker. Pull over to the side of the freeway.
All right, they're doing the right thing so far.
All right. I looked at my speedometer right away, because I had no idea he was behind me until he threw the lights on, and right. I didn't, like, hit the brakes when he did it. Looked at my speedometer, 73 miles per hour.
Car, they don't pull you over for 73.
Hold on.
All right.
Cars on the side of me, I'm pretty much flowing with traffic, even some.
You're passing some people.
Slowly. No. They're passing me slowly.
They're passing you.
Let me interject. If Muggs tell the truth, 73 is a BS ticket.
Agreed.
BS ticket.
I agree.
So I cautiously put my turn signal on, and there's a lot of traffic at this time.
What difference does it make if you cautiously put on your signal or just put it on?
Well,
it doesn't matter.
Turn it
your
on.
Your intention, you just turn it on.
Could you put it on aggressively? Is it possible to really, like, hit that thing hard?
At this point, I'm trying to cooperate with everything I could do to make my and this police officer's day easier. So I'm pulling off their freeway, and as I'm pulling off, he gets, I told you to move off the freeway faster. Go, 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 go. I'm like, oh, my God.
All right.
I'm literally trying to be cautious. Then when I get to the number 5 lane, he starts, like, doing a pit maneuver on me. Not, like, a real pit maneuver.
All right.
He starts bumping my car to, like, push me faster.
Awesome.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
That didn't happen either.
It but, did.
They don't do that to speeders.
No,
they don't.
I swear.
People who are speeding, they don't do the pit maneuver on.
He didn't do the pit maneuver. He was bumping. He has a bumper on front of his car.
Of course.
He was pushing me off the freeway because I wasn't going fast enough.
All right, so let me ask this. Is it possible he thought you were trying to run, like you were going away?
I have no idea. I did.
Because it sounds like it took you way too long to pull over to the side of the road if he even thought to do that.
Agreed.
Look, I was trying to be cautious in getting off, getting over the lanes to the side of the freeway. Okay.
All right.
So. So anyway, he gets out of the car. He's like, I said, hi, officer. Do you know, why are you pulling me? I'll tell you why I pull you over in a minute. Turn your car off. Put your hands on your steering wheel.
All right.
I need to text work because I'm actually going to be about 5-10 minutes late. Put your phone on your seat. Did I tell you you could pick up your phone?
I'm with him so far. I'm on his side so far.
Wow, who peed in this guy's Cheerios?
Right? But so, I'm still down.
Give me your license ID registration. Takes my license ID registration. And he's gone for 20 minutes, Kevin.
What?
20 minutes.
While you're sitting there in the car, he's gone for 20 minutes?
20 minutes. Comes back. Here's your ticket. Have a nice day. I'm like, dude, what? I didn't have a chance to, like, talk to him. I didn't have a chance. I was telling him I was going 73. He had me. He wrote down, like, 75 speeding and stopping. I don't know what the heck was talking about.
He didn't write down 75 speeding and stopping. That makes no sense.
I don't know what the hell is going on, Kevin.
It's just not a thing.
It is. So we have the ticket.
We all agree to reject beer bugs.
Yes, that's ridiculous.
No, listen, F this
speeding and stopping.
F this off.
It's just not a thing.
Look, I understand they face crap every
right.
day.
Yes,
every
please.
Day they face
Rescue
crap.
Rescue me. Rescue right? me from this story,
no,
Kevin.
No, listen.
Every day they face crap.
What? He was taking what out something
happening?
On me. What's happening? What is that noise?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know, but I hope it gets here faster. I'll tell you that.
Finish the story.
I think he was taking his aggressions out on me.
But what police officer intentionally bumps into a citizen's car that he's pulling over for speeding? That doesn't make sense.
He was
zero
pushing
people.
Me off the road
nope.
because I wasn't going fast enough.
Doesn't happen.
All right.
It doesn't happen.
I don't know what else to say, but that is what happened.
What?
Hey, Max, could you open the door and check? Is that a train? What's happening
here? What is that? What the?
Kevin, what do you think that noise is?
I don't know, Bean. Do you know?
I hope it is. Boy, the Kevin and Bean party machine.
I hope it runs over beer mug.
Same.
Hey, it's Memorial Day Friday, you guys. Please enjoy.
Hey, Kevin and Bean podcast listeners, Beer Mug here, and we have a very short podcast today because you missed out on the Kevin and Bean party machine to kick off the Memorial Day weekend, but we are posting the playlist of every song we had on today's show on krock.com, and we'll be back to our regularly scheduled program on Tuesday. See you then.
Why are you yelling at them?
What?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Wow, that's traveling music.
Right?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
And it's getting late, so good luck.
Hey, party's over. Let's go. Is this your stuff? Let's go. Thanks for coming. Party's over. Bye-bye.
You know what? Party's over. Everybody out. Thank you very much. Out!
No, 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 no!
All righty, boys. Party's over.
This party is over. It no longer is. It was.
They came to party, and they were disappointed.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Thanks again for the party. I need to not be here anymore.
Go home and get some sleep. Too much partying, what can I say?
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
K-R-O-Q.
K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.